The U.S. says war is over in Iraq, but it's not over for everyone. Economic strain in Malawi won't stop cures, and a ministry sets the stage for growth in Latvia. We'll tell you more about these stories and others on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta formally declared an end to 9 years of war in Iraq on Thursday at a ceremony in Baghdad. However, that might not be true for one of the minority groups in Iraq, the Christians. Todd Nettleton, a spokesman for Voice of the Martyrs USA, explains.
The reality is that there have been attacks on believers while the Americans have been there. There will be attacks on believers now that they're gone. It is simply a continuation of the persecution that Christians in Iraq face on a day-to-day basis.
In the transition, believers hope there will be freedom to follow Christ. Nettleton says they're standing by to help.
Voice of the Martyrs is directly involved in ministries that equip the church, particularly equip Christians who are doing evangelism. We provide Bibles, we provide other gospel materials. We are also providing other material needs to Christians, especially those who have been displaced by the violence.
We have more details on the story at our website. While Greece's economic downfall has taken hold of the headlines, another nation has been spiraling down unnoticed. Malawi's economic situation has gone from bad to worse. Fuel shortages have led to daily fights at gas stations. Food is running thin. Stuart Palmer, head of Cure International's hospital in Malawi, says,
as a country, it's difficult to see what can be done apart from a large devaluation of the currency, which would be quite painful.
Cure would be affected, as it's already felt the blow of high fuel prices.
I've had to contract for nearly half a million US dollars worth of fuel in order to secure a very modest 2,000 liters a month.
About 530 gallons. That's fuel needed for ambulances and other necessities. Despite the tough times, kids are still getting free surgeries at the hospital. People are more open to the gospel. Funding is needed to keep this important ministry afloat through these trials. You can sponsor a child surgery through a link at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. COM in Uganda is providing Christians the opportunity to reach out with physical and spiritual help in a country decimated by violence. With the Lord's Resistance Army being hunted down, Lifewater International is helping National safely provide clean, safe drinking water, says the ministry's Africa Programs Officer Julie Smith.
The people on the ground that live there know it best. And they know who they're serving, they know who they're working with, and how to make these projects most sustainable.
Lifewater's helping Christians on the ground. People like Dixon Odyek with Divine Waters Uganda. He says COM is allowing work to flourish. Since they started the program, they've drilled 437 wells. Odyek says that means 437 villages have heard the gospel.
Because every time we go to the villages, people come around us to see what we are doing, and we preach the gospel to them. The machine we are using is to attract them to come, and then we stop a little bit, then we preach. And after that, we also show Jesus film, if we have done with the day.
Meanwhile, over 5.4 million people were affected by flooding in Pakistan during the early autumn months. Recovery is long and ongoing. Operation Mobilization has good news from the relief front, though. The team reports that they were able to install a well at a school recently, as well as provide safe drinking water for a village. They're now holding 6 medical camps in different areas. The best part? People are open to the gospel now that they've seen God's love in action. And Orphan Outreach's Day Center in Latvia has a new director to keep up with a growing ministry. The staff helps about 50 kids on a daily basis. Children get a hot meal as well as educational activities, games, mentoring, and a chance to hear the gospel. It costs about $36 a month to allow one child to receive all that the Latvia Day Center offers. 20 kids have already been sponsored, and Orphan Outreach is urgently seeking more sponsors to care for the remaining 30. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The new Matthew West Christmas CD, Heart of Christmas, is waiting for you. It features songs like One Last Christmas, Day After Christmas, and many of your favorite Christmas carols. What are you waiting for? It's yours for a gift of any amount. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.